Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear the church. Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody actually have a birthday today? No. Okay, so nobody shares a birthday with the church. So today, Pentecost Sunday, is often seen as the birthday of the church. At Easter, Jesus Christ, he instituted baptism, he forgave us our sins, he destroyed death forever, he overcame, and then his ascension opened, that we celebrated last week, opened up heaven for all believers, so that not because of how good we are, but because of the love of Christ, we're delivered from our sins and given a place in heaven. If we follow him as his disciples, if we obey his commandments and abide in his love, listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. And today, then on Pentecost Sunday, we remember that after Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit on us so that we too now may be given that wisdom, understanding, counsel, right judgment, piety, reverence, fear of the Lord, that a church may be established, a people of God to go forth and bring the news of this love to the nations. Now, when you celebrate a birthday, that's maybe not everything you do, right? Why do we celebrate our birthdays of each other, our family members or friends? It should be, hopefully, to thank God for bringing them into this world, to celebrate that person. Just like today now, we get to celebrate the church. Thank God for bringing this family of believers into being that brings us such great joy. We celebrate a birthday, and when we celebrate a birthday too, we get gifts for that person. We offer something of ourselves to them. This is what we do every Sunday. We offer ourselves in prayer and whatever we can offer ourselves to God as well. When we celebrate a birthday too, we notice things. We notice that the person's getting older, hey? Or I should say more politely, they're getting wiser, aren't they? So too the church. Do we sit and reflect on our church? Sit and reflect on how much wiser she's getting, how much older she's getting. The candle, if you see our Easter candle, it says how old the church is, how many birthdays. See, just like you write a happy sixth birthday on a birthday cake, this is like our birthday candle, hey? And we've written how many years old the church is, 2,024 years old. Wow, hey? And we write on that candle and we reflect on the church. Do we see growth in our church? Do we see wisdom and getting wiser? So often it's tempting to blame everybody else. But what's our responsibility? When we celebrate our own birthday, when we reflect on our lives, do we blame other people for the fact that our year wasn't that good? Or do we take responsibility and change our lives ourselves? Of course, with the help of God, the Holy Spirit today especially. How do we evaluate growth and renewal and wisdom and age in ourselves, let alone the church? I just want to mention quickly four dimensions of the church, of the Holy Spirit, that'll help us reflect on what we're even doing here today. First, the Holy Spirit invites us to meditate. Jesus in the gospel say today, I will send you the Holy Spirit who will guide you into all truth. We can't be guided if we're not listening. And that means to pray, to meditate, to really try to listen to God. Have you ever been lost before and you needed to listen to somebody to get out of where you were lost? Well, if you quit listening to them, you're going to stay lost. If we quit listening to the Holy Spirit in prayer, if we don't spend that time, we're going to end up lost. Number two, the Holy Spirit was sent and on the disciples, the apostles, and to give them great gifts and charisms, to send them out on mission, to renew the face of the earth, to change things for the better. How's our mission going in our own families, in our lives? Do we feel burnt out, like we've just been helping too many people? Like our mission, our service, is just not the same as it used to be? Or are we still on fire with the same Holy Spirit? Number three, this Holy Spirit, Jesus says in the gospel today, will teach us all things. Are we still learning? Are we still receiving catechesis? Are we watching good videos, reading good books, reading and praying with the Word of God? Are we allowing ourselves to continue to learn? Number four, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it says the Holy Spirit came on the apostles when they were all gathered in one place. It doesn't say the Holy Spirit went and searched them all individually because one was at the hockey rink and the other one was up at the lake and the other one was going camping. It says they were all together in one place. And do you know what place that was? It says they were gathered in this room. This is the same room that they ate the Last Supper in. Right by the table in which they remember their Lord, their Savior, their friend, Jesus Christ, who gave himself to them in food, in the Eucharist, in the bread and wine. And when they were gathered in one place, they received the Spirit and went out and spoke in different languages. Did you know that church and that the worship and the world, the way God created us, that we can understand different languages? And if you can't, if you couldn't understand Latin, maybe we should check with the Holy Spirit. Because with the Spirit, we can understand all languages. That being together is more important than doing exactly what we want to do. Our individual needs are not as important as being together as a community. Does that make sense? That as a community, we can support one another. We can challenge one another. We can invite each other to learn more. We can invite each other to serve more and to meditate, to listen to the Holy Spirit. Community is the foundation then of church. We don't have church without it, and without it, we don't have church. These are the four marks then that we can look at our own lives and see, where are we lacking? Where are we good? Like maybe we're actually doing a lot of service, we're listening to the Holy Spirit, but we've forgotten to learn things and we've forgotten that we're part of a group. Or maybe we love being part of a community, but we quit serving. Where is the Holy Spirit calling each of us today? Where do we lack and need to work on then? Where do we need to grow and renew ourselves and our families and our communities?